Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's a kind of a gloomy day, but that's all right. It's going to be okay. Spring is just around the corner, right? Spring is just around. Well, actually, it's supposed to be here, but it's winter is not letting go easily. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And I want you to think about praising the Lord. I want you to think about, you know, we're not supposed to keep him on the inside. We're supposed to be the beacon that lets his light shine to all the world. Do we do a good job of that? I don't think I do. But as we study today's as we go through today's show, a little bit of news and a whole lot of something that I found, I thought was important. And it spoke to me, and so I'm going to share it with you. But let's go to the Lord in prayer first. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, as the song says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, Abba Father, thank you. Thank you for being the God of all things, for being a loving God, full of grace, always practicing mercy upon us, and always ready to forgive us. Loving us so much that you wouldn't leave us where we were in our sin, but you redeemed us. Thank you, Father. Father, we belong to you. May we not forget that isn't something we can put on the shelf, but we belong to you in our comings and our goings. May we remember that, Abba Father. And I pray that you will guard us jealously as we walk with you. I pray for your protection over the children. We're living in dark times in this nation. And I pray, Father, that you will bless and protect President Donald J. Trump, all those around him and his family, all those who are also being persecuted just because they were standing for what was right or what they thought was right here in the United States. Father, we've lost our way because we have forgotten whose we are. May we remember always that we belong to you. Forgive us, Father. We fail you almost always. I know I do. Help us, Father, to be strong in you. Give us a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, that we may do what's good and not cause pain to others. Again, we praise you. Only you are worthy. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, and I'll let you know what I read here, because that's what my monologue is kind of following, and we'll share that later in the show. But regarding the Ten Commandments, the scripture said to write them on our door frames of our houses and on our gates, to remember them, to teach them to the children. And it's been a long time since I've shared this particular quote from Alexis de Tocqueville. When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. Do you feel like America is walking in darkness right now? Forgetting who we are and whose we are? I used to tell my sons when they left the house, remember whose you are. My mom used to say, be good, be careful, and have fun. And we'd tease her and say, we can't do all three at the same time. But if we remember as Christians whose we are, we belong to God, that we no longer belong to ourselves, we might represent ourselves differently as we go about our daily chores and business. But Americans, we've forgotten whose we are. If the past could be changed, it would not exist. If the future could be stopped, it would not survive. If the present could be avoided, it would not prevail. Think about that. I just looked up some little quotes about future and past and present. The past is a closed door. The present is an opened one. And the future is an approaching one. We should look forward to the future. And I think right now we're just captivated in this fear of what's happening in our country. It's so disgusting. We don't even want to open the windows. We just want to keep the blinds shut so we cannot see. Here's another one that I liked. The past is kind enough to give you lessons. I love this one. The present is kind enough to give you opportunities. And the future is kind enough to give you both. You get both. Let me see. I already forgot what I read, Rudy. I'm losing my mind. Lessons and opportunities. I love that one. Yesterday says, forget me, but learn from me. Today says, embrace me, yet utilize me. Tomorrow says, anticipate me, and then prepare for me. Live for your dreams, not for your memories. That's pretty good. Thank the past for all the lessons it taught you. Anticipate the future for all the blessings it has in store for you. Doesn't say much about the present there. Be wise enough to learn from the past, shrewd enough to capitalize on the present, and clever enough to prepare for the future. Live each day as if it were your last. And love each day as if you will live forever. I've often heard that about our Christian life, that we should plan our lives as if we're going to live forever, but we should live our lives as if the Lord is coming tomorrow or today even. The left, the Marxist, intend or erase our true history. They call it no good. So they tear down statues. They want to reshape our history, reimagine our history, is that their little saying? So that they can control your today. This is mine. I didn't write this one down from someone else. This is mine. So they can control your today and enslave your tomorrows. Think about that. Why do we continue to put up with the insanity that the left is enslaving us with? And yes, we are enslaved with it. We worry about it. We fret about it. We think about it. We worry about what's going to happen between now and November. I have confessed that. I say that all the time. But we should not live in fear. We need to understand that each day that we pray, God is, He's here. Where on earth did they get the idea our Constitution and the Bill of Rights was not absolute? They make it up. That life has no value. Self comes from before responsibility, and Christian morality is racist and bigoted. Women have no value. You know, Satan hates women because it was woman that gave birth to Jesus. Did you know that? But Satan hates everyone, so we really can't concentrate on him. We were never a Christian nation is the ideology that came from Barack Hussein Obama. He's not a Christian, people. He also wanted to fundamentally change America. And to do so, they must erase who we are and whose we are. Obama is a self-centered, selfish man. He's a very lost man. You know what? They can't change whose we are. They have absolutely no control over that in your life. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk about our past and how important it is to our future. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The title of today's show is Americans Have Forgotten Whose They Are. Who do we belong to? Why were we established? They're trying to erase that. And the reason I came up with this is because an article that I have, and it intrigued me. Put the statues back. Put them back. Now, I like watching movies. And one of my favorite movies is Zorro. The original one. I've lost his name now. But in it, Zorro has taken something, and the female who he ends up marrying, you know, I just blew that one for anybody who hadn't seen it. And she says to him, "Put it back." He goes, "What?" She says, "Whatever it is you took from my father, put it back." And she's going into a sword fight with him. And, of course, she's pretty good with the sword, but she loses to Zorro. He doesn't kill her. He just, she was in her nightgown, so he kind of does some things to her nightgown. Anyway, put it back. So when I read the title of this, Put the Statues Back, that came to my mind that that particular movie, the scene in that movie. Did you hear yesterday evening? You know, we had elections going on yesterday. There was somebody in the left media, and they were talking about the presidential candidates, and they were talking about, they were describing Biden as the older, compassionate, and caring man. And the other one was just old and hateful. And I'm thinking, How do we buy these lies? I mean, how do we continue to buy these lies? I don't listen to these shows. I see them. And sometimes I wonder, why do you even give them credence? The conservative news posts, news show hosts will show little snippets from the other side. I wonder if the other side shows little snippets of the conservatives. I don't think they do. I don't think they would do that. Because then they'd have to explain why there's two sides to every story, and they don't like to do that. But I just don't understand, how come we keep falling for their lies? Following such a man as Biden is proof just how far this nation has fallen. I saw a woman, they were doing the, you know, man on the street thing, and they were asking this woman, she's obviously a Democrat no matter what, If it was a shaggy dog running for president on the Democrat ticket, she'd vote for it. She didn't know why she was voting for Biden, really. She just didn't like Trump because she's heard all this bad stuff about Trump. But she didn't really know. The guy said, well, that Biden, what about the millions of dollars that Biden? Well, I don't know if that's been proven yet. Yeah, it's been proven. Didn't matter. It didn't matter how bad inflation is. It didn't matter that we're being invaded by mercenaries. That's all they are, is coming across here. You need to understand that. That didn't matter to this woman. She was oblivious. She's just a Democrat, regardless. It didn't matter how far this nation's falling. She's a Democrat, and she's going to vote Democrat. She's going to vote for Biden. When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. We are walking in darkness. That woman is walking in darkness. She doesn't know what the past is. She doesn't even know what the present is. The future of our children is in the hands of our present. Do you understand that? The future of our children is in the hands of our present. You and me. While the passing of time, we realize more and more that our children need to hear from us about God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. And they need to hear the stories of your life, my life. Rudy lost his father this in the last few months, and my husband lost his mother last fall. As we put to rest those things that are so close and dear to us, we prepare for their memorials or their funerals, and we read the things that they have done, and we laugh about things that happened in the past. Our children need to know these stories, whether they're good or bad. They need to know who we are. They need to know whose they are. They learn from these things. In my book, The American Crisis Continues, my granddaughter, who is married and has children of her own, she wanted to write the foreword for my book. When she wrote it, she read it to me out loud, and I was moved. I wondered, what meemaw is she talking about? She remembered stories I had told her growing up. You think they're never listening. But they are. They want to hear these things. What will we do, America? We must all remember whose we are and bring America home. The things that are happening today are important. They will dictate what tomorrow brings. Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I like this man. I didn't want him to be president. I'll be right honest with you. Because I don't think he's ready. But I think he's such a good governor there in Florida. And whoever is president, and of course you know that I'm supporting Donald Trump. I say supporting, I'm I haven't sent him any money. But whoever is governor, whoever is president, needs good governors, needs a good Congress, a good senators. He has to have good lieutenant governors across the nation and attorney generals across that are honest. And we don't have that right now. And this didn't just happen overnight. This has been building up for a long time as they've been putting people in place locally in these little towns, in these cities to take over. But Governor Ron DeSantis, he wins a legal battle over the Martha's Vineyard migrant flights. Remember, they sued him over this. Now, how can they do that when they're flying in? We mentioned yesterday. They're flying illegal immigrants in. They're not all crossing the border. Our own government is bringing them in here in planes, dropping them off in Florida and dropping them off in Texas. But they're coming to your town. They're here in my town. I just have a little bitty old Bulldunker town. We call it California, but it's not. It's always sunshiny. It's not sunshiny today. But the district judge, Allison Burroughs, ruled this morning, that migrants could sue the charter flight company, Vitrol Systems, that contracted with Florida to transit migrants in September of 2022. But Burroughs dismissed other claims brought against DeSantis and state defendants, finding the court lacked jurisdiction over them in the case while leaving the possibility of future legal actions open. So it wasn't a great victory, but it was a mini victory. And we'll just have to see how that plays out in the future. Now, I looked up some things and I thought, you guys are going to think I'm trying to have Sunday school, and I'm really not trying to have that. But I think that we need to understand where we are. When we're talking about what happened in the White House, what happened on Easter when they declared Trans Visibility Day or whatever it was, did you know that the gays have more holidays than anybody? I mean, it's just crazy. And their parades are nasty. I wouldn't watch one of them. And make sure your children don't. I mean, they're nasty. Naked men pretending to do the things that they recorded in the Capitol. I mean, it's disgusting. Where does this stuff come from? As Granny used to say, there's no new sins, just new ways of doing them. But why have we forgotten whose we are that we even allow such absurdities, such darkness, such evil? And what about the people who are sick? Trans people are sick, mentally ill. They used to consider homosexuality a mental illness. All these things are changing. Why? And why are we accepting it? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Remember whose you are. Put the statues back. Put them back. We'll be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to share with you this article. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about MyPillow. We have... Just going to confess here, we haven't had very many sales at all lately on MyPillow, and maybe all of you got all the pillows you want. But I do encourage you to help CSC Talk Radio and to help Mike Lindell, because, you know, Mike's under fire. And he's no longer getting any support from the box stores and shopping channels and such. They've all dropped him because of his stand on the 2020 election. He's being persecuted. They're boycotting him, folks. And he's a good man. He's a good Christian man. They can't stand that even more. So Mike is having a $25 extravaganza. And it's, I don't have his number either, Rudy. Can you find that for me real fast? It says that, and you've kind of heard him do this on the, I think he's got it on some television ads. He does have that going on the conservative side. It says, when Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company, just the pillows, that's all. Now he's got multiple pillows, multiple sizes, and blah, blah, blah. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, and he does, I have talked with some of them on the phone. They are just super people. They now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, they are having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use My Pillows, just $25. You know, a time back here, a couple of years ago for Christmas, I gave every one of my grandchildren one of those traveling pillows, the My Pillows, the small ones. My Pillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. I haven't seen dish towels yet. You guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, the sheets are any size, any loft, any level, even king size, $25. Now that you can't beat. This amazing offer won't last long, they say, so hurry now. Go get it. Get the order. Use the promo code BethAnn if you're going to support CSC Talk Radio. Oh, and if it's $75 or more, so that's only, what, three items? It's free shipping. Rudy, do you have our 800 number?
I do. 1-800-978-6168.
All right. 1-800-978-6168. And I'm not sure if it's going to be listed on this or not, but they have this dog bed that is awesome. And I have several friends and even somebody that's a listener out there. Tell them about the dog beds. Tell them about the dog beds. I don't know if those will be $25 or not, but everything is $25 that I mentioned. So just look it up and ask them or call that 1-800-978-6168 number and say, hey, Beth Ann said you have dog beds that are really awesome. Are they $25 too? Maybe you can talk them into it. I don't know. All right. One of my new favorite places to go to, and it is perhaps it's not as much news as it is they take the news and they turn it into an opinion article, an op-ed of some sort. And I like to read those because they help me think. And I already shared one with you earlier this week. And I used it in the property rights article that I had on Monday. No, that was last week, wasn't it? What did I have Monday? Something else on Monday. I've had two people that I highly respect that are working in property rights and working in trying to get these things taken care of in the United States. And one I told you about was Tom DeWeese. And yesterday, Mindy Patterson said, oh my gosh, I really loved it. You nailed it on that property rights article on Substack. Substack is free. You don't have to pay for it, okay? But this is coming from the American Mind, and it's AmericanMind.org. AmericanMind.org, and it's a publication of the Claremont Institute. Put the statues back, he says. And this is a David Randall. A plan to revive American memory. A plan to revive the American memory. Now, next week, not this week, next week, I'm going to be sharing with you on Thursday and Friday some of the things these candidates for running for president, the three of them, what their promises are. And of course, the majority of it is Trump because he detailed everything. The others were just kind of lumping it out there. And I kind of explained that to you. Well, this is something else that President Trump is wanting to do. And I think this has to, you could say, well, you're chasing a rabbit. Perhaps I am. But November 5th is election day. And after what Biden did to Easter, Trump is going to declare November 5th Christian Visibility Day. There's no way you as a Christian, if you're a true Christian that believes in Jesus Christ, believes in the Ten Commandments, believes in this country being an evangelical country, believes in freedom of speech and religion, that you can vote Democrat anymore. All they are about is killing and erasing history. And removing God. They want to remove God. And don't tell me it's about separation of church and state, because it is not. How to plan. A plan to revive American memory. He said radical ideologues are working to destroy Americans' memory of our beloved past. They vilify and erase our forefathers in our children's textbooks and jettison their names from public schools and national landmarks. And especially since 2020, they removed their statues, Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, torn down by violence, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and the Arlington Reconciliation Monument removed by administrative chicanery. Robert E. Lee's barbarically was melted down. National heritage sites such as Montpelier and Monticello Dam as villains. Why can't I say villains? Villain the men. They make the men villains. They are supposed to honor. They make villains out of the men we should honor. No aspect of our national memory is safe. Americans cannot allow, or we should not stand for this vandalism of our country's past. Each erasure of our public memory prepares the way for the next round of destruction. I love that. I don't love it, but I like the way he worded that. Tradition-minded candidates of the presidency should campaign on that platform to rebuild America's public memory. I think there is one that's doing that. Its statues, its memories, and the public commemoration of all our forefathers to whom we should have affection and gratitude. Tradition-minded policy institutes should begin now to plan the legislative and administrative means to restore statues, reform our heritage sites, and create a public calendar to revive affection for the memory of great Americans. The way he tells it in this article, you'd have somebody on every single day of the year. He says, we know how to restore lost public art. After the devastation of World War II, countries in Europe worked for decades to create replicas of their destroyed monuments and architecture. They may have melted Robert E. Lee, but we can build him back. We must learn from them how to repair the devastation inflicted upon our fanatics, by our fanatics. We must take detailed photos of every public memorial and make sculptural, architectural plans to recast them all, budgeting the cost. We also must detail the executive orders, departmental regulations, and laws that are necessary to restore our public memory. And we must ensure that such vandalism will not be allowed to happen again by passing laws that severely punish any destruction of public art and any administrative chicanery to expedite its removal, such as what Biden has done. If you'll remember, Trump put out an executive order to fine everyone, and they kind of stopped knocking those statues over. We've got to remember whose we are, America, and from whence we came. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show, and we're talking about Americans have forgotten whose they are. And in this, what spurred my direction today was this article, Put the Statues Back. And as I was talking about Zorro, on Zorro in the first one with Antonio Banderas, he was in a sword fight. He had taken a map. And Catherine Zeta-Jones is the other woman. She was Elena Montero. And they're in a sword fight. And she knows he took something. She just doesn't know what he took. And she says, whatever it is you took from my father, put it back. Well, America needs to say, put the statues back. And that's what this article is about. It's our history. It's who we are and whose we are. He says, taxpayer money should be used only to support historical organizations that preserve America's public memory. Williamsburg and Arlington, Mount Vernon, and Sagamore Hill. No tax money should be allowed to support historical organizations that insert ideologies such as critical race theory into their presentation of the past. State, federal, and local elected officials must dedicate themselves to having oversight of these historical organizations. Private donors should do likewise. Legislators, moreover, must end the tax-free status of historical organizations that refuse to reform themselves. Trump has some of this in his things that he wants to do when he becomes president.
America's national landmarks are a memory of our past. But we must restore all the names that honor the great Americans of the past. Mount McKinley and Mount McKinley National Park have been replaced by Denali. Our president's names must return. Fort Bragg should be restored, and the name of Mount Rushmore should be protected. He goes on to say here, America's language is English. Wherever an English name exists, it should have priority over a name in any other language. We also must catalog every geographical name we wish to protect and enshrine in its legislation beyond the reach of activist bureaucrats. Now, thinking back, they took a vote in Congress once upon a time on making English our national language. It should be. It should be. That's not being bigot. That's not being a racist. This is where we were established. And it should be our national language. But there were many, and I don't have whether Joe voted against it or not, but Hillary Clinton did. She voted against making English a national language in America. They've hated this nation for a long time. Americans also need to be reminded why the heroes of our past matter. We need a new public calendar to commemorate all the figures of our history, though it should be highlighted first, the individuals in our history who the woke wish to erase. All the ones they hate, we need to make number one. He says that the president and governors should publicize the calendar with daily proclamations. National Day! Tomorrow is National Pillow Fight. No, it's next Saturday. It's National Pillow Fight Day. New Jersey honors Commodore John Barry, the father of the American Navy, with a commemorative day. The presidents and governors should honor Barry and 364 other heroes of American history every day of the year. 365 on leap year. Just saying. That list, which should change annually, if we have that many, will teach Americans why we should revere the memory of Henry Clay and John James Audubon, Junipero Serra, and Clara Barton. This public calendar should honor Americans because they made our nation great, not because they check off identity politics requirements. One nation's memory includes Confederates. Our nation's memory includes the Confederacy and slaveholders. And the woke activists must not be allowed to use that to divide traditionalists who wish to preserve our nation. The woke have screamed Confederate to set a precedent for erasing our entire public memory. If you love the memory of Abraham Lincoln, you still should defend the statues of Jefferson Davis. Once they have erased, listen to this carefully. Once they have erased the memory of the boys in gray, the radicals will undoubtedly raise a drumbeat to erase the memory of the boys in blue. The memorials to the Southern dead are also a memorial to the magnanimity of a generation of Northerners. The woke seek to erase evidence that America has been great, no least because it has been gentle. Once they have erased the memory of the boys in gray, they will undoubtedly raise a drumbeat to erase the memory of the boys in blue. They will not stop, my friends. We have lost our public memory because statesmen did not consider it a priority to preserve our statues and our historical sites and our republic's calendar. They made a terrible mistake, he says. The American people will not fight for their republic if they do not love it. Affection for the past requires a preservation of public memory. We must rebuild what has been torn down, preserve what we have, and explain to the American people why it matters. We must undertake this task, knowing it is vital to the survival of, I love this man, our republic. Not our democracy, our republic. Made me think about a lot of things there. About in the scriptures where it says to proclaim liberty into all the land, that's on the Liberty Bell. Where God tells them, he gives them the Ten Commandments. He says to put this on your door jams and see it as you go and you come. Tell the children about the stories of when God parted the waters and saved his people. Tell them. Tell the story. I used to love that hymn when I was a little girl. Tell me the story of Jesus. We need to be sharing the story of freedom of religion in this country. And we must remember these men of old, but most importantly, our God. We must remember whose we are so we can bring America home. God bless each one of you.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the DC occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.